The court's conservative majority concluded that the administration overstepped its authority by seeking to impose the Occupational Safety and Health Administration's vaccine or test rule on U.S. businesses with at least 100 employees. More than 80 million people would have been affected. The vaccine mandate that the court will allow to be enforced nationwide covers virtually all healthcare workers in the country. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
This has been an SRN News special report. I'm John Scott.
It's that time again. Time for fresh starts and resolutions. And Harry's can help. Harry's is an award-winning razor brand that makes a full range of grooming essentials. But the benefits go way beyond a great shave at a fair price. Maybe you resolve to take control of your finances. With cartridge refills as low as $2 each, your budget won't even flinch when you switch to Harry's and save all year. And with checkout code SRNGOLD at harrys.com, you can get a trial set for just $3. If your resolution is to always look and feel your best, that's Harry's specialty. Their high-quality razors combine an ergonomic design with five super-sharp blades, shipped directly to you with a 100% money-back guarantee. New customers can get a Harry's starter set for just $3 at harrys.com with code SRNGOLD at checkout. Get a five-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel with aloe, and travel cover, all for just $3. That's code SRNGOLD at checkout at harrys.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go-where-you-go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o.
John, what is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
It's electric.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
As we start the show with the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime, Terry Adams, sidekicking with us along with Rosie Brock. A sort of a half-assed victory for freedom today as the Supreme Court of the United States knocked down Biden's vaccine mandate to private businesses. I say half-assed because they let the one involving healthcare workers in any facility receiving federal money, which is most of them, they still have to abide by mandates.
Now, is this the 200 employee one?
Yeah, the one, or whatever it was, 100 employees.
Okay, 100.
And they, you know, these people can't do anything straight. They used OSHA, and that's not their job.
No, it's not.
I didn't even know that OSHA existed until I almost cut my thumb off on a paper cutter at Waxy 106 years ago. I'm chopping away, and it didn't have the safety guard on the side of the thing.
Uh-oh.
You know the thing.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And so it came down right between my index finger and my thumb.
Ooh.
I had to run to the hospital and get stitches. Bled all over the place, and instead of getting sympathy, I got yelled at because you're not supposed to use that unless you have the safety guard up. That's what OSHA says. Who's OSHA?
Oh, we know very well who OSHA is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another
compromised department of our former of, by, and for the people government.
Oh, yeah, with way, way too much self.
Uh-huh. Well, they have to justify their existence, so they got to go out there and do something, arrest people or fine people or something.
I said this, I think it might have been yesterday, that whether it's Trump, DeSantis, a strong conservative, job one has to be to carve out the first 10 layers of the deep state and just to make sure, go for the next six, too.
Mm-hmm.
They're the problem.
Absolutely.
Absolutely the problem. Now, Biden, whose approval is at 33.
I'm amazed it's at a...
Whoever is whispering in his rear ear, and I think it's Obama.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Whoa, Joe! You know, you watch. He's going to do an executive order on this voting rights thing.
He is.
because Kirsten sent him. Where does he get the authority to do that? That is, forget it. That there is no constitutional authority for the president to order mail-in elections.
Nope.
So they can cheat. That's all it's about. They wouldn't have to come up with, I got to play this dipstick, and you know what I really like to call her. Vice president of ours. Listen to this horse crap today on this voting. Who does not have voting rights? It's 2021.
Exactly. We're way past that.
Oh, my God. And if you're so pathetic, you can't produce an ID when they're available for free from your state to at least cast a legitimate vote. There's no excuse, none whatsoever.
Are we going to see the same Democratic ticket in 2024?
I'm sorry, we aren't thinking about today. I mean, honestly, I know why you're asking the question, because this is part of the punditry and the gossip around places like Washington, D.C. Let me just tell you something. We're focused on the things in front of us. We're focused on what we need to do to address issues like affordable child care, what we need to do to ensure.
So there'll be no conversations about 2024.
The American people sent us here to do a job. And right now there's a lot of work to be done, and that's my focus.
It sounds
sincerely.
Like you're at least familiar with some of the punditry. I don't know if you've heard that there's been some talk about a Biden-Cheney ticket perhaps in 2024. Did you read that article?
I did not.
Lights are on, but nobody.
Who came up with that one? Biden-Cheney.
He just made that up.
We hate you, Liz Cheney. You're a turncoat and a traitor, and you're as conservative as...
as Adolf Hitler.
Yeah. Oh, brother. Oh, and of course, you know who else has emerged in the...
Pickles.
Yeah.
Why she's not in prison is beyond me.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that should be in prison.
Sending classified information on a private server. Anybody else would still be in federal prison.
I don't mean to start off on a negative note, but if you've been considering a refi, buying a house, getting a mortgage, lowering your interest rate, you better move quick, because interest rates have started to climb. The guy who can take advantage on a timing basis because of his incredible experience is Morris Capuano at Renaissance Bank, 409-9300. We've been kind of telling you for a while that if you had maybe an idea of taking some money out of your home to make an improvement, whatever it is you have in mind, the longer you wait, the greater the risk that mortgage rates are going to start spiking up and you're going to miss out on these record lows. So don't wait. Wait makes waste.
Yeah.
That's a new old saying I just made up.
I like that.
Wait makes waste. Call Morris, best in the business, so experienced, 409-9300. He lives to work for you. Give him that chance. At Renaissance Bank, an equal housing lender, NMLS number 88697. All right, we will get this thing going. There's all kinds of stuff to talk about. We might even have a guest phone visitor from Cozumel. That'll be later in the show, because we'll need the relief at that time from all this serious stuff we're talking about. Yeah.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your up-to-date market report. With just a short time left in 2021, I'd like to report this year's final market report. By the end of this year, through MLS, realtors would have sold 7,000 single-family homes, close to 70% of listed homes sold in the first 60 days on the market. Many sold in days, not weeks. We are experiencing the strongest seller market that I've ever seen in my 43 years in the real estate business. Our supply of active listings in the River region now stands at only 655 homes available throughout our market area. If you own a rental home, this might be the perfect time to sell your home with a tenant in the home or when it becomes available. For buyers, we have worked out attractive terms to buy in this market and still own your home. We actively market and sell many homes each year. For details, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or my cell phone, 221-2883. The Goodson Group.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive Viagra is available in generic form, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED for a fraction of the cost. And Hims makes it extra affordable. The generic form of Viagra has the same active ingredient, but is 90% cheaper. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/radio. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to medical providers online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. Then a certified pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to, and that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout? Use my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Get a low fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream from $5,000 to $100,000 and pay off those credit card balances. Apply online, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 4.98% APR with autopay and excellent credit.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate.
Apply today at lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/radio. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval, rates range from 4.98% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding.
Well, hi, everybody. Temperatures have started to moderate a little bit after a very chilly week. For tonight, clear skies, chilly, but not quite as cold as it has been. Overnight low 37. Tomorrow, still dry. Pretty nice day for January, with Friday's high in the upper 50s to around 60. Then showers overspreading the area as the storm system approaches Saturday afternoon, Saturday night, and through the first half of the day Sunday before ending, turning sharply colder Sunday and Sunday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As inflation reaches all aspects of life, we'll report on the latest. This is an inflation update.
Inflation has rocked the music industry, where everything is a little more than it was yesterday.
That's right. The Proclaimers now have to walk 542 miles just to be the man to fall down at your door.
In a recent tweet, Sammy Hagar stated he can't drive 58.
Lou Bega has even a little more Tina in his life as he sings Mambo number 8 and a half.
Paul Simon is experiencing a colossal case of writer's block as he now has to come up with 62 ways to leave your lover.
But there is some good news. The Beatles have always been prepared for inflation as they have regularly loved you 8 days a week.
Join us next time for your inflation update.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy hour. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. I'm your gracious, occasionally truculent host, Greg Budella. You have an aneurysm, in case you haven't heard. Rosie Brock, Joey Clark, and Terry are here.
And here they are.
Come on, Jeff. Four people. Give us the best you got. Dig deep.
Please clap. Yeah.
And nice to see... I was going to call him my son. That would have been a...
Freudian slip.
Yeah, sort of.
It's all right, Dad.
We have watched him grow.
And if I ever commit a crime, I've got my lawyer on the phone, Legal Eagle and Local Heartthrob. Chad.
What's up, guys?
Hi. Not Hi. Joe Biden's approval. Inflation's up, that's for sure.
Yeah. Boy, not a good day for the president, is it?
Now, Joe, you just retweeted from Glenn Greenwald. Run that down real quick. There's four things there.
Yeah, Biden administration last 24 hours. 7% inflation, 33% approval rating for Biden. Cinema reaffirmed filibuster support. Supreme Court struck down vaccine mandate.
Yeah. And you forgot the producer price inflation. Yeah. Inflation rate of 9%
plus. Highest ever.
Yep.
Highest ever.
Yep.
Yeah. That's going to be really ugly because those prices are going to get, that's what's going to get passed on to us.
Yes.
Just thought I'd give my two cents about the Supreme Court decisions today. Mm-hmm. So in case people are wondering what the heck they decided, there was an OSHA regulation requiring employers with more than 100 employees to have a mandatory vaccine for all their people. And the court, as I expected would do, struck that down as an overreach by OSHA, that they did not have the congressional authorization to regulate the health like that.
Right. Their job is to protect us from rogue paper cutters.
So, on the other hand, there's a separate organization that is in charge of administration of Medicaid and Medicare through hospitals. It's called CMS. And they did have the authority to require hospital workers to have the vaccine, which makes more sense because these are people working in the healthcare industry.
Sure.
You know,
although now, some states, Chad, some health operations in various states are waiving that vaccine thing because they don't have the people to
lose all their workers.
Yeah,
yeah, that's going to be interesting because under the supremacy clause, the federal law would overrule the state laws.
Uh-oh.
So. That'll be interesting because you got states like New York that are letting people come back into the hospitals that aren't vaccinated to do because they don't have healthcare workers. But theoretically, under the current regulation that was just upheld for CMS, the state can't do that. So that's going to be very interesting. So I would expect to see some type of waiver by CMS in the event that there's not sufficient healthcare workers to care for people.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you don't want to live in New York or New Jersey. I don't live in New York anyway, but
exactly.
Right.
It's been an ugly week for Biden. I mean, it's been an ugly 12 months for Biden.
Yes, it has. Thank you. I was just going to.
Well, and could I add? It's from a friend of mine, a tweet of his, and this is, I think, lays it out perfectly. Joe Biden is weaker less than a year into his presidency than George W. Bush was after the Iraq War, financial crisis, and years of The Daily Show lampooning him. This has been with the full support of big tech, the corporate press, and most celebrities. Meanwhile, the regime doubles down. Get your popcorn.
Yeah, and he went up there on the Hill today, and of course, Sinema, put it back in his face with an applause by Joe Manchin. I guarantee you there's probably three or four other senators too who are quietly clapping in the background. What Sinema did today, and now essentially the president has no agenda. Nothing has been passed except for the bipartisan transportation bill. That's it. No Build Back Better, no civil rights BS that he's claiming is civil rights. And he goes up there now he has people. He was so radical in what he said, comparing everybody to being a racist.
Oh, God.
Even people like Dick Durbin and Al Sharpton are criticizing him. I mean, they're all walking away from the president who, as you recall, ran as the guy who was going to bring the country together again and was going to get rid of all this divisive rhetoric that he criticized.
No, he
Trump
has been
over.
The biggest divider.
Yep.
Since
just like Obama was.
Same thing.
Whoa!
I mean, it's the same. The only thing the Democrat left has left is racism. And I think the reason they're shouting it so loud is because they don't want the remaining, faithful black Democrat voter to become a Republican or to become neutral, become an independent. Because if you look at you saw the poll yesterday in the Quinnipiac, not only did he have a 33% overall approval rating, but 28% among Hispanics.
Yeah, and 57% with black folks. And again, given this man's political career and the number of times he's insulted black people,
yeah.
I don't know why it's that high. I can't understand that.
It is unbelievable. But, Republicans don't have to win black voters and Hispanic voters and all these other voters, although we want those voters because we support things that will help them and give them their own right to earn their life, you know. So, but all they have to do is sit at home, and the Democrats get wiped out. If they don't show up, and I got to tell you, if I were a Democrat right now, I would say, for God's sake, Biden, shut up, because he is just killing them, and I think he's got the radical left running his party right now. You got Ron Klain, who's his chief of staff, who's a total disaster, you know. And he's kowtowed so much to the progressive left, there is no Democrat center anymore. It's all progressive left,
and that's going to kill him because the country is not progressive left.
Well, what we're all seeing is this is the result. Elections have consequences, and this is what you get with progressive left. And it's going to set back the progressive left, I think, quite a bit. There was a pretty good article by Stuart Rothenberg the other day, and he's a great pollster. And he said, look, the way this is going, not only are the Republicans going to pick up the Senate this next election, but in the major election in 2024, because of the seats that are up, you know, it's only a third of the seats in the Senate every year, there's a good chance Republicans might be able to pick up a filibuster-proof majority in the Senate.
Yeah, but will they do anything with it? That's the thing. They're so worried about it.
Greg, one step at a time.
Yeah.
Listen, you guys have a great afternoon.
All right,
thanks, Chad.
All right, see ya.
I got to find did you listen to the video of Joe earlier today? He was sitting there mumbling to himself. It's God. CNN ratings down 90%. That's pretty electrifying, too.
Yeah.
You know, in the target time in a year, 90%.
Can't happen to a nicer bunch.
Yeah.
Partly they don't have Trump to beat up anymore, and there's a big letdown. And then also, I think they keep getting caught. Like, people underestimate, like, when they said Joe Rogan keeps taking horse dewormer, how many people watch Rogan? You've gone over this.
Sure.
And, like, understand that was just a straight-up lie. Like, you are blatantly lying to me. It's one thing to be biased, maybe to get something wrong and say, all right. But to straight-up go after him because he is a threat to your narrative is just,
by the way,
a lot of people didn't like it.
Someone I'm married to took horse dewormer.
Yeah.
Prescribed by a doctor.
Oh, so the people version.
Yes.
People helping people.
Well, you know, all of that crap from the left, you know, and it even permeates our radio services, they're all narrative pushers. They really are. Sure. You got to be very careful what you play from them because there's a leftist message buried in everything they do. I don't know why, because they're killing the business when they do that.
Cutting their own throats.
But there are an incredible number of medications that my dogs get that we use. Xanax for calming down. Yeah. You know, all kinds of antibiotics and stuff like that. So, but no, because ivermectin is used in the equine community for specific reasons. Mm-hmm. Well, look at you, you barbarian.
Right.
You know. How's taking ivermectin working out for you? There's my reply.
Yeah, it feels like the tide is turning. Now, you know me, Mr. Debbie Downer, kind of say human Eeyore. You know, when you think about it, it's like, yeah, I think a red wave is coming and it's glorious. The nation is waking up, especially to Biden and what Biden represents. But then you turn around and you go, who are we about to give the gavel back to in the House?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Kevin McCarthy.
He's kind of been at least a little.
Kinda. And that's where I'm worried. Yeah. Like, I wish you and I, all of us in this room, and everybody listening could go, yeah, we're excited.
Yeah.
And
give that gavel to Mo Brooks or somebody.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, just make Trump speaker. Make the left's nightmares
come true. Oh, my God. That would be, I would work an extra hour every day just to have more fun with that, you know? All the fun that would generate. We got a Joe Kennedy clip I want to hear. I guess he went after another Biden nominee who's a 24-carat imbecile. But before we do that, I want to turn the microphone over to the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime to talk about Adams Motorsports.
Oh, yeah. The supply chain interruption stuff's finally caught up with us, so we're having a hard time getting side-by-sides. I do have a pretty good selection of a couple of leftover 21s, mostly 22 motorcycles and ATVs. We're getting those guys in pretty regularly, but side-by-sides are getting harder and harder for us to acquire. The way we like to do it is, if you're interested in one, come on by and let's figure out what it is, what your needs are first, so you don't overbuy. I mean, there's no point in buying a, you know, $20,000, all the bells and whistles, if all you're going to do is go check the mail every day. We have the smaller two-wheel drive mules, which will do that fine and save you, you know, lots of money. Or if you're somebody that is into the high-performance realm, maybe you want to look at the Razor. It just depends on what you want. But the best way to do it is to come in, let's figure out what it is you need and what you want, and let's put your name on one. We'll get you an approximate delivery date. That way it's yours, because we have people that sit in the parking lot in their trucks and wait for our trucks to show up with these things. To Polaris's credit, now, they've started outsourcing delivery to individual trucking firms because they're having problems with their big trucking firms. So now we're starting to get stuff a little easier, but it's still not like it should be. But we're getting there, Greg. We're getting there. We have a great service department. We sell, of course, Kawasaki, Suzuki, Polaris, and Kemco. We have the little Z125 Kawasaki street bike that gets 135 miles a gallon.
Wow.
So if you're somebody that commutes, you know, 20 miles a day and your big old Chevy pickup gets 8 miles a gallon, this thing will pay for itself in a short amount of time. It's amazing, the technology with fuel injection, small engines. But we got everything on sale right now, Greg, with rebates.
And with super low interest rates,
yes,
too. Because the manufacturers buy down the credit standard. What that means is, if your credit score is good but not necessarily excellent, you still qualify for the lowest rate.
Exactly.
You'll find Adams Motorsports at 528 Northeastern Boulevard. That's the bypass at Hackle. And open right now online on the intranets.
Yeah, on
Adams,
the internet.
Adams Motorsports.
On that internet thing.
I just got a note from Skipper. There's an accident on Vaughn Road in front of the MAPCO.
MAPCO?
Yeah. And I think I know why, because today is the 7 cents a gallon off day.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So, lined up waiting to get that Ethel.
To save that money.
You remember Ethel?
Yes, I do.
I do, too. I'm old enough to remember Ethel.
I remember the Sinclair Dinosaur.
Of course. I had the Dino thing they gave away.
Yeah.
I had one of those, yeah.
Texaco Star.
Yeah, of course.
SO.
SO, yeah. Ethyl was the term they used for 100 octane.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Ethyl was renamed Premium.
I felt like we just took a trip in a time machine.
We did.
For a moment.
We did.
Yeah.
And
we are the time machine.
Wasn't a DeLorean.
So hang in for the ride, Junior.
Hey there. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. You know, they say the highest form of flattery is imitation. And they're right. Over the past 10 years, I've been here and you've heard me time and time again sharing with you just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. Other mortgage companies have seen our success and they are doing their darndest to imitate Alabama Home Mortgage. But folks, we cannot be imitated. Alabama Home Mortgage is more than ready. Radio ads. We don't just talk the talk, we walk the walk with you. We are not satisfied unless every client walks away happy. They can try to imitate us, but they can't. Remember, folks, the original is much more valuable than a copy. You are what makes Alabama Home Mortgage. You share your experience with your family, neighbors, co-workers, and we couldn't do it without you. Experience matters, not just yours, but ours as well. We've been here all along. Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 334-567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Sinclair's has been offering the finest dining experience in the River Region for decades. What keeps people coming back? We decided to find out for ourselves.
I like Sinclair's because it's a great atmosphere and they have some of the most awesome food that you can have. The steak and seafood is very good. It's always cooked to your order and it's phenomenal.
But is that all? Even the pickiest eaters choose Sinclair's.
You can get the mama spaghetti pie, or if you're feeling a salad, you can get something fresh. They have tons of salad choices. You can get steak. You can get a different type of seafood, a fish salad, fish plate, veggies and fish. They have everything. Even the meat and three options during lunch are great.
Perfect for parties, birthdays, anniversaries, and those crucial first dates.
If I was going out on a date and somebody took me to Sinclair's, I would be pumped. They have a great selection of wine. They have a great bartenders who take care of people, have great cocktails, and the food is superb.
Sinclair's Fine Dining is ready to serve you for lunch, brunch, and dinner. Visit them today at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn Road. Sinclair's.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a health care plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 or more per month with MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. You get access to a massive network of providers and 24/7 telehealth. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, and it's more than just affordable healthcare, too. You get to be part of a community of Christians who pray for each other and support each other. But here's why now is the time to make the switch. Join before January 15th, and they'll waive your new member fee. You'll save another $170 right off the bat. Call now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is January 15th, so you can save even more. Call 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Can't get the bare necessities, supermarket necessities. There's shortages of everything I need. The shelves are barren and empty. I can't buy any groceries. The supply chain is really screwing me. There's no peanut butter, no avocados, no soup for my supper, no Texas toast. They're out of Swiss and cheddar cheese. They don't have eggs or broccoli. No chicken of the sea, tuna cans, organic yams or raspberry jam. No toilet paper too. The bare necessities you need like eating food. But there's no food.
Bare shelves Biden, man. That is a big trend on Twitter. Not that I pay that much attention to it. You know, I don't know that a large chunk of our market here is real Twitter engaged, but I got a text earlier from someone we work with who said, I cannot believe the bare shelves, the amount of space. You think that's going to get any better with this clown ass, this horror show in the White House? Joe Kennedy can put on some very entertaining...
Joe Kennedy?
Yeah, Senator Kennedy.
Oh, John Kennedy.
Yeah, I call him Joe. We're on a first-name basis.
Really?
And he said, you don't have to call me John, just call me Joe.
Okay, nice. I didn't know that. Yeah. I'm impressed.
He said that. You weren't here when he said that to me. Wait till you have an aneurysm and you have to try and remember all this stuff.
I'm not being critical of that.
All right, so this woman named Clark has been nominated to the Southern District of New York. I guess this is some type of the New York Southern District, I guess. Anyway, that already is a nest of crackpots. I want to see and listen to my friend Joe question this Clark woman.
Senator Kennedy, I went a little over, and you're welcome to do the same if you wish.
Oh, it's Durbin.
Thank you, my friend.
Dickie Durbin.
Congratulations to all of you. I hope to be able to ask each of you some questions, but I do want to stay within my time limit. Let's start with Ms. Clark. You've been nominated by President Biden, served on the Federal District Court, which means, of course, that the Court of Appeal is going to review all of your decisions. What is the appellate standard of review for question of fact?
Thank you for the question, Senator. I have not worked on an appeal in my 14 years of experience. I believe that it is reviewed based on abuse of discretion would be this.
No, it's clear error.
Clear error.
As the federal district court judge, you're going to have a lot of discretion on determining facts. How about if somebody appeals one of your decisions and they say you made a mistake on the law? What's the appellate standard review?
Thank you for the question, Senator. Again,
you're welcome.
I mentioned I have not worked on appeals. If a question like that came before me, I would thoroughly research the law. I understand that there's de novo review, abuse of discretion, and clear error are the different standards.
Okay, but you don't know today
I don't understand a word you just said.
Thank you for the question, Senator. It would be something that I would need to research further.
Okay. How about a mixed question of fact and law? What's the standard of review on that?
Thank you for the question, Senator, again. My understanding are that the different levels of review are de novo, abuse of discretion, and clear error.
Well, but that's a question of law and fact is different.
Thank you for the question, Senator. Again, in my 14 years of experience, that is not an issue that has confronted me.
Oh, hey, Whitey, keep asking me these questions.
Okay. All right, well, you've been nominated for the Southern District, I think. Is that right?
That is correct.
So you'll see a lot of securities cases?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me what SEC Rule 10b-5 is.
That's a rule that deals with fraud. I have not litigated a securities matter. If I were to confront one, I would thoroughly research Second Circuit and Supreme Court precedent, and I would apply the law to the facts.
Ms. Clark, you've been nominated to the Southern District of New York. It's where most of our securities cases are litigated. And SEC Rule 10b-5 is about as basic as you can get. You want to take another crack at that and tell me what Rule 10b-5 does?
Thank you again for the question, Senator. I regularly confront new issues of law in my practice, and when I do, I thoroughly research the issue.
I know you're going to thoroughly research it, but are you telling me today you don't know what Rule 10b-5 is?
Exactly.
I only have that basic understanding.
She sounds good.
Well qualified.
Fits right in. Fits right in the Biden. I'm the tapioca bowl of pudding administration.
Something tells me that Dana Duncan, Jacqueline Tomlinson could have answered all those questions.
Probably.
Wow.
I mean, and that's not their field of expertise, you know?
Yeah.
This is the kind of garbage that the Biden administration, I don't think Joe Biden picked this woman. Again, it's the deep state.
His handlers picked her.
Yeah. Obama, Klain, clown crowd. They're just trying to get as many of these dipsticks into positions of power as they can because they know they got a reliable and easily manipulated knucklehead there to rule the way they want.
Exactly. It's all about the destruction of America as we know it.
And I still think that going way back to Obamacare, Justice Roberts got an envelope.
Oh, absolutely. He illegally and properly adopted his children. That's one thing they got on him.
Yeah. Nothing like being threatened.
Your kids, you better believe it. They know better than to threaten you because there's people out there that are patriots that'll gladly take a bullet to do the right thing. But when you start threatening their family, it's a whole nother story.
Yep. 3:38 is the time. Nice day today. Hope you enjoyed it. It's going to be short-lived as clouds start coming back in. We might even see a snow flurry or two before the weekend is over.
What about some pumpkin pie for Joey? We're going to get into that too.
I don't know.
I'm all for pumpkin pie.
I've actually given up gourd for 2022.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Any variation of gourds.
Okay, no gourds.
Mm-hmm. Well, wait a minute.
I'll make a note of that.
Wait a minute.
Stop buying the gourd gifts for Joey.
Well, that was a different time.
Pete, this is Joey. He's going to spend some time with us.
Howdy, young fella.
You better get him over to the bathhouse. It's about chow time, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's cooking?
Steak, potatoes, green beans, and I think I see him cook making pumpkin pies.
Does that sound good to you, Joey?
Sure does. Except for the bathhouse business.
Good boy. He's smart, that young Joey.
See, that was a different time.
Stay away from those bathhouses, Joey.
Now I like the bathhouse, and I don't like gourds.
Duly noted.
Yeah. 3:39. Anyway, we're in for a bit of a climate change again.
Oh, God.
And this is a very stressful type of weather pattern for your home heating, air conditioning. But we had the air on, the heat on, back and forth.
Oh, yeah, us too.
AC during the day, heat on at night. If you don't have a team, a go-to team, to make sure that those very important systems continue to run and run efficiently, because you may have noticed that energy costs are getting higher.
And Leon's getting larger.
So if you start getting Leon-sized electric bills, call Clark's. You owe it to yourself. You want to stay comfortable. Did you see the advice that was issued the other day? We talked about it on the morning show. I have to dig it up, and I will. But it said, to increase warmth,
cuddle with your pets more often.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that was their reasoning, yeah.
I mean, that's nice. What if you don't have a pet? What if you don't have anybody living in the house to cuddle with? How are you supposed to stay warm?
I guess you're supposed to freeze to death.
You should be able to afford to stay warm and comfortable in the hot weather, and Clarks will help you achieve those goals. Partner up with them, get those two annual tune-ups, and have the best in the business on call 24/7, 365. Not to mention they're amazing and talented plumbers. So they've done a great job for me over these many years, and I never get a bill from them that I don't happily pay, because I know the service I received was worth every single penny. 277-2125 for a membership. By the way, a call to the morning show Monday through Friday qualifies you to win a Clark's Club membership on Friday morning when we do our grand prize drawing. You might want to consider that route too. Anyway, either way, visit clarkcomfort.com. Their Alabama certification number 99004. It is 3:40. We're off to a rotten start on the roads.
Good afternoon, Montgomery. Sky Watch. Traffic got some accidents still working. 3100 block of South Court Street. That's going to be right near the Faircourt Shopping Center just off East Fairview Avenue. Watch out for emergency vehicles there, as well as in front of the MAPCO on Vaughn Road. We're hoping that they have that one out of the way, but use caution. Prattville, McQueen Smith at South Memorial Drive. Got an accident there. We are very busy. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka right now. A lot of traffic around Montgomery, mainly on the Boulevard and Atlanta Highway. That's our busiest spots. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Military veterans, MCS offers VA cash out refinances up to 100% of the value of your home. 1 hour approvals, fast closings. Call MCS in Wetumpka, 567-9000. NMLS 232876 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Wendell J.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Alabama lawmakers are attempting to decide how to spend $500 million in pandemic relief funds ahead of an expected special session. Key lawmakers on Thursday expressed general support for using money for broadband, water, and sewer infrastructure and relief to healthcare workers. A proposal to use the funds for improvements at state parks drew opposition from some Democrats. Starting Sunday, January 18th, Montgomery Public Schools will be closed and classes will be held virtually. Schools will reopen Monday, January 25th. Alex City Schools will shift to remote learning effective Friday, January 14th for all students. Students will return to class on Thursday, January 20th. And Lowndes County Schools will continue remote learning until Friday, January 25th. Students will return to class on Monday, January 7th. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you. Or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Temperatures have started to moderate a little bit after a very chilly week. For tonight, clear skies, chilly, but not quite as cold as it has been. Overnight low 37. Tomorrow, still dry. Pretty nice day for January, with Friday's high in the upper 50s to around 60. Then showers overspreading the area as the storm system approaches Saturday afternoon, Saturday night, and through the first half of the day Sunday before ending, turning sharply colder Sunday and Sunday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Saving you time by combining all the news of the day into one story. This is Mashup the News.
The United States is reading fewer books on sports betting as the NFL playoffs seek to fill store shelves with the Fresh Prince reboot as scientists push for more testing of a Hillary Clinton presidential run. Residents speak out.
Plant-based chicken is enjoyed by people with pig heart transplants.
Join us next time on Mashup the News.
All right, it is 3:46 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I'm just replying to my buddy Greg, who wanted the number for Jones Brothers.
Jones Brothers.
800-264-8009, and they've done great work for us. Thank you for asking, and thank you to everybody who regularly uses the people that support this radio station.
Absolutely.
I don't know what we would do without you, but we really appreciate it, and we're not steering you to people that we don't truly believe in and use ourselves. And I've got the receipts to prove it. I just received a video clip from my friend Morris on Biden, and I have not previewed this, but it appears from the description, he appears to admit defeat on ending the filibuster and nationalizing elections, which is totally unconstitutional. Why this should even be a thing is beyond me.
Well, they have been ignoring the Constitution for 20 years. I don't understand it.
This is true. This is true.
I don't understand what happened.
And even with an alleged conservative majority, we still have to worry every time something goes before this
group. I
mean,
the Constitution says that only the Treasury can print the money. We don't do that. Federal Reserve does it, which is not federal, nor does it have any reserve. Constitution says we can't use fiat. We have to use currency that's backed by precious metals. We don't do that.
Nixon was the one that took us off the gold standard.
That's right. And Nixon's the one that appointed George Herbert Walker Bush to go to China as an envoy, and he's the one that started setting up all the plants in China so they could start making all our stuff to put American businesses out of business.
If you connect the dots, all these people are linked together.
Scumbags.
At a really incredibly scary level.
It's unreal.
Can we have, if we're going to listen to the president, can we have the new version of Hail to the Chief, please? All right, here is Joe.
Don't ask questions about complicated subjects like, can you get this done? I hope we can get this done. The honest to God answer is, I don't know whether we can get this done. Is this mic on? I guess, anyway. And, I'm not sure either. But anyway, I hope we can get this done. But I'm not sure. But one thing for certain, like every other major civil rights bill that came along, if we missed the first time, we could come back and try it a second time. We missed this time. And the state legislative bodies continue to change the law, not as to who can vote, but who gets to count the vote. Count the vote. It's about election subversion, not just whether or not people get to vote. Who counts the vote?
Yeah.
That's what this is about. That's what makes this so different than anything else we've ever done. I don't know that we can get it done, but I know one thing. As long as I have a breath in me, as long as I'm in the White House, as long as I'm engaged at all, I'm going to be fighting to change the way these legislatures have moved. Thank you.
Anything else, Mr. President?
Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
He referred to her again as President Harris the other day.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
You know, that's even more frightening.
I know. We don't know what's going on behind the scenes.
Joey coined the term the nitwittery.
And the nincompoopery.
The nincompoopery.
The nitwittery and nincompoopery.
Yes.
Or something.
D, all of the above.
I want to get into the...
Along with asshattery.
I like
the asshattery, too.
Exactly.
Really loves that one.
Yeah, that's good. The asshattery, I love it. This Epps guy.
Yeah, I love... When they had the FBI person up there, and Cruz was trying to get a straight answer out of her. Good luck with that.
I can't answer that
question. I can't answer that question.
Boy, Ted Cruz is really trying hard to overcome his foot in his mouth under domestic terrorists. You know what? I can't now. No. Not after that.
Just like Beck, you know? I used to love Beck, and he lost it with me whenever the whole Trump thing started.
Who was Beck interviewing a couple of weeks ago?
Somebody important. I can't remember who it was.
Donald Trump.
It was it?
I all of a sudden Glenn Beck, who nobody really knows anymore. I mean, exactly. The guy went from here to down there.
I disagree with you guys. I love Glenn. I always love Glenn.
That's fine.
And when he was on the wrong side of that with Trump, I understood why he was. Like,
it wasn't just a matter of being on the wrong side. It's like the video him in with a lot of people was crunching the Doritos and making his face orange.
Yes. I agree.
That was...
Took it too far.
That's worse than the dumbest radio bit I've ever done.
Mm-hmm.
I've done some dumb ones, too, believe me. I know from which I speaketh. So...
I think of all a lot of the big hosts, Glenn now understands, because he went through the ringer at Fox, like what people are actually up against with corporate media and whatnot.
Yeah.
And, I guess he's atoned and kissed the ring with Trump. But I'm more fascinated by the space he's built now. I think the Blaze is one of the more interesting media companies on the right.
You know what? It should be up there with Breitbart and the others, and was in that direction, but he blew it up.
Yeah.
And it's going to take him a long time to. I mean, that's really an opportunity you get once when you have that momentum. It's catching lightning in a bottle. And I loved his sense of humor. I loved the way he was self-deprecating and called himself the Stay Puft Marshmallow.
I loved the early Beck. It was great.
Yeah. So, what the heck?
I don't know. He lost it.
So, I want to listen to a little Tucker on this Epps guy.
I'm surprised he's still alive.
You know what?
Really?
I totally agree with you. I'm waiting for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
One of the... people that frightens the left. It's like Chuck Schumer said, the deep state will get you.
Six ways to Sunday.
Yeah. Just ask the Kennedys how that works.
Yeah, no kidding.
Let's see what Tucker has to say.
If you ignore all the huffing and puffing on TV and just look at the video evidence, it's been clear for a while now that the Department of Justice probably had some role in the events of January 6th. It's obvious. Yeah. After hearings on Capitol Hill today, it became even clearer.
Uh-huh.
Watch Senator Ted Cruz of Texas ask an FBI official called Jill Sanborn point blank whether the FBI was involved.
I actually played this clip this morning.
How many FBI agents or confidential informants actively participated in the events of January 6th?
Sir, I'm sure you can appreciate that I can't go into the specifics of sources and methods.
Did any FBI agents or confidential informants actively participate in the events of January 6th? Yes or no?
Sir, I can't answer that.
Did any FBI agents or confidential informants commit crimes of violence on January 6th?
I can't answer that, sir.
Well, she drew the short
Did any FBI agents or FBI informants actively encourage and incite crimes of violence on January 6th?
Sir, I can't answer that.
Did you hear that?
Uh-huh.
Cruz asked, quote, did any FBI agents or confidential informants commit crimes of violence on January 6th? That's what he asked. And the obvious answer is, are you kidding? Come on now. Of course the FBI isn't secretly committing crimes of violence. That's insane. We're a federal law enforcement agency. We're not the Tonton Macoot. Next question, please. That's what Jill Sanborn should have said, but that is not what she said. Instead, she replied, quote, I can't answer that.
She under oath?
But of course Jill Sanborn can answer that, and she should be forced to answer that immediately. No sources or methods would be revealed. Just answer the question. Did they participate in violence or not? Why is that
security.
Hard? Tells you a lot.
It does tell you a lot.
Well, and also, like, everybody knows about Hoover right. with the FBI. And then all the abuses that led to the Church Committee that gave the initial FISA rules.
Oh, if anybody hasn't seen those hearings, you need to watch them.
Right. And so during the Civil Rights and Vietnam era, what the FBI was up to.
Oh, evil stuff.
And then I talked to Judge Napolitano about this. Michael Horowitz, remember that guy, the Inspector General of DOJ, at the end of last year? He came out with another report in the FBI. Over 4 years, the last 4 years, the FBI authorized their agents or informants to commit 40,000-plus crimes.
Mm-hmm. Just look at COINTELPRO. Look at all the stuff going after the Patriots over the past 20 years.
So they have to break the law to uphold it, I guess.
That's the way they look at it.
You got to look at Hoover as one of the founding fathers of the deep state. And
he was so deeply involved in the cover-up of the JFK assassination, it's not even funny. It points right back to him, all the memos.
I've seen his phone call to Bobby portrayed in a number of
documentaries. According to Freedom of Information Act documents, that's exactly true.
And the one consistency among all of those portrayals is that he was very cold-blooded to Bobby.
Oh, big time. Big time. Hated him.
It was like, oh, the check is in the mail and your brother's dead. It was that kind of cold indifference. But the thing was, he had such great public support and built the, and then started taking liberties based on that support where he felt like, you know, I am the most untouchable person in government.
Exactly. He probably was.
And because he was such a paranoiac, almost as if it was a hobby, ordered all these investigations into people he didn't like.
Sure.
And God only knows how much illegal stuff.
It's that megalomania thing. Same thing with Stalin when he had all the purges, get all his commanders in the theaters and have them killed because he was worried one of these guys would rise up and take his place. Same with Hoover.
Yet today you will see on a college campus some a-hole student embracing a photo of Joseph Stalin. Like, this is...
They have no idea what they're doing.
No, they don't.
Yeah, well, at least Hoover looked good in a dress.
I was going to say, I always called him J. Edgar to these red pumps make my butt look big Hoover.
The best, one of the funniest things in all the Naked Gun movies was when they take Frank Drebin's stupid green suit and put it in a frame to honor him on his retirement. And as they scan the wall, you see, who was the guy that did in Capone, the untouchable guy? Can't remember that.
Goodness. Yeah, I know who you're.
Elliot Ness. Ness's suit, and then they show this really pink thing. You know, it's like from Victoria's Secrets, J. Edgar Hoover.
You have to watch those over and over to pick up on all the little subtle things because it's full of them.
They're embedded throughout. Hey, Dad, can you take me car shopping?
Oh, let's go. What are we going to shop for today?
Oh, I'm going.
Porsche?
I want to go shopping Porsche.
Nah, you're my man. I love it.
Because you have such great expertise on this vehicle line. Jack Ingram Porsche!
He saves Porsche for you, Terry.
I appreciate that. I love Porsche.
Well, you have such expertise.
I've actually been to Vsaw, to the R&D over there. Lynn and I went over in 2012, I think.
Look at this. This is 2018. By the way, an interesting trend in car sales is that dream cars are moving very well because what COVID and all this other crap has made people realize is that life is short. You know what? I can do this.
Yes.
So I'm going to do this.
Freedom is not guaranteed. It's fleeting. You better enjoy it while you have it.
So you got a chance to enjoy.
Yeah, that's what they used to call the Cayman. They call it a 718 now. They changed it's a mid-engine car, but now it has a flat four turbocharged engine, 300-something horsepower. It's best handling car on the road, period.
It's a 2018, and it's only got 15,000 miles on it, so it has 21,000 original warranty.
Hasn't been driven.
Yeah, really, 5,000 miles a year. I can do that in my driveway.
Is it a manual or a Tiptronic? What's it say?
I'm scrolling down. It's a 7-speed auto shift.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Dual
clutch.
That fuel mileage is pretty impressive for a car that's got that kind of horsepower. 21 in the city, 28 on the highway.
Yeah.
And can you explain torque?
Mm-hmm. Torque is the ability, it's the pulling ability.